بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال: أقبل رجل إلى نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: أبايعك على الهجرة والجهاد، أبتغي الأجر من الله تعالى. قال: فهل لك من والديك أحد حي؟ قال: نعم، بل كلاهما. قال: فتبتغي الأجر من الله تعالى؟ قال: نعم. قال: فارجع إلى والديك فأحسن صحبتهما. متفق عليه، وهذا لفظ مسلم. وفي رواية لهما: جاء رجل فاستأذنه في الجهاد فقال: أحي والداك؟ قال: نعم. قال: ففيهما فجاهد. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that I wish to pledge allegiance, take bay'at upon your hands on hijrat, migration, and on jihad. I seek reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, I pledge allegiance to you regarding emigration, making hijrat from Makkah to Medina, and also on jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the person said that I wish to get reward from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then tells him, is any one of your parents alive? So he says, yes, in fact, both of them are alive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked him the question that you wish to seek reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that go back to your parents, return to your parents and keep good company with them. In other words, look after them. In the second narration, similar, which is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the narration says that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sought permission to go out in jihad. Rasulullah asked, is any one of your parents alive? He said, yes. Rasulullah asked him, are your parents alive? He said, yes, both are alive. He said, then, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ, your jihad is in serving them. From this hadith, it is very, very clear that imagine a thing and an action like hijrat, which is a most sacred and auspicious and important event in the lives of the sahaba, and jihad, when a person is giving his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and above this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give this person permission. In fact, he tells him to serve his parents. So this hadith highlights the importance of being kind to one's parents, to obey them, to be in their company, to take care of them, to look after them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ, if you really want to get the reward of jihad, then serve your parents, because they require your assistance. His parents were old, they had nobody to look after them, and Rasulullah therefore sent him back to his parents. And is because, remember, jihad is not for the ayn, it is for the kifaya. Look after your parents, it's for the ayn. And therefore Rasulullah said, this obligation is more important for you now, to look after your parents. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمَ قَالْ لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي وَلَكِنَّ الْوَاصِلَ الَّذِي إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا. When a person does some good to you, then you give him back. So you give him some favor in return. And this in Arabic generally we talk about mukafi. Kafa'a yukafi'u means somebody does good to me, does me a favor, so I repay him, I give him back a favor. Rasulullah in this hadith says that laysa al-wasilu bil mukafi, one who reciprocates goodness to relatives is not regarded to be a maintainer of kinship. In other words, the uncle did good to the nephew, gave him some gift, so the nephew gives back another gift. This nephew is not regarded to be one who is maintaining family relationship. He has just given back something. Who is a person who, in Sharia, who is regarded to be one who is maintaining family relationship? He is that person, إِذَا قَطَعَتْ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا. Or, إِذَا قُطِعَتْ رَحِمُهُ وَصَلَهَا, when the family relationship is broken, the uncle has broken his severed relationship with the nephew still goes and he tries to patch up with the uncle. He goes back, he makes salam, he makes amends, he asks for forgiveness, he is regarded to be a maintainer of relationship. Why? Because when the relationship has been broken, the one who brings, who patches it again, who mends it, he is regarded to be wasil. Wasil in Arabic means one who is joining. So, laysa al-wasilu bil-mukafi, a maintainer of relationship. Person who is joining and making sure family relationship is strengthened and there's a strong bond in the family. He is not the one who just gives back a gift or reciprocates for some goodness, some favor. He is the one when the family relationship is broken, he goes and he maintains it. He joins it back to the person. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. SubhanAllah.